I just feel like we need time to kind of just exhale, right? And we need time to make time to laugh, because no matter what's happening in the world, we need to find time to laugh, because hell, if we don't laugh, we're going to cry. So I said, that's it. We have to speak to this guy. Nick Rabinowitz, no pressure. How are you?
I'm so well, Kath. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So what are you, geriatric millennial?
Yes, I am a geriatric. Well, I'm technically I'm actually Gen X, but I identify as geriatric.
Right. And what does that mean?
Well, it means I'm 48, about to turn 49, but I actually identify as an exhausted 35.
Who wants the discounts?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all for the discounts. I was talking earlier today about doing business with people, with companies that don't punish us. So do business with companies that are grateful for your business and won't charge you for the plastic packets to take your goods home.
Although there is a caveat to that. I was once on another radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention any names, Cliff Central. And I was actually...
It's not radio, it's unradio, Nick. It's unradio.
Casper de Vries. Casper de Vries had a dominatrix on his show with me, and people actually paid her to punish them.
Yes. I hear that. It's like how we shop at certain retailers. Also pay them to punish
yes.
us. Yes, exactly. All right, so what news have you got from your neck of the wood? What stories have you been keeping up with this week?
I haven't been keeping up with any stories other than I saw that there was I tried to book a flight because I'm coming to Joburg on Sunday.
Great.
And I was trying to book a flight on Saturday, and my wife laughed at me because I didn't know that there was a strike, a nationwide SAFAIR. Is that correct?
Yeah. Fly SAFAIR.
Yeah. It's something like 200 pilots that are on strike?
Yes.
And they're still running at 95% on time. So that's that's South Africa for you.
So how are you going to get here?
I think my donkey, I actually had a donkey inherited from my grandfather.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, he sold donkeys to the German army in Southwest Africa. He actually became the first Jew to hand the German army their ass as far back as 1914.
Oh my gosh. So I have two women in studio with me who have...
Hi.
Okay, so hold on. We've got Ricky and we've got Taryn. No, stop pretending that you're so quiet, Taryn. She ran into studio here
Taryn.
So fast when she heard that you were on.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she's brought Ricky with her because they're quite inseparable, these two.
Well, I shared with Taryn earlier the other breaking news story.
Yes.
Is that I just paid for... my wife's Lithuanian passport and my kid's Lithuanian passport today.
Is that a mazel tov?
Well, not really, because it's like they're getting, but I'm not.
Why?
Well, it was because the donkey selling grandfather left too early. He left a few years too early. Yeah, so now they will have, but I won't have.
Okay, but can't you apply because you're married to a Lithuanian?
I don't know. I'm not sure if anyone's out there listening. Dina Diamond in particular, she's actually chairperson of the Krakenovo Society. We're from the same shtetl in Lithuania.
Yes.
Have you heard of Krakenovo?
No, tell me about it.
I think that's actually the Yiddish name. It's actually Krakenava in Lithuanian and I believe Krakeniece in Japanese. I don't know how the Japanese, it was like a catch and release program. I don't know how they got there. But maybe Dina can help. Very connected.
All right, Dina, if you're listening, let us know. Okay, so have you all been to Lithuania?
I've not, but I've been to Latvia because I had a spontaneous past life regression involving a forest outside Riga, so I went there.
Okay, and how did that work out for you, Nick?
Actually, it was very cathartic. It brought a lot of closure from the previous lifetime where I was buried in a park.
Okay, hold on, Nick. We're going to very dark places. Can I just tell you that Roland is German, and he is one of our regular listeners, and he said, and yes, and our army, so he's talking about the German army here, and yes. He says, and yes, our army paid your gramps for having their asses handed to them, right? He says, the people in traffic around me are wondering why I suddenly burst out laughing.
Thank you, Roland. That's 100%
true. Yeah. If you got the joke, I think you should all just hoot. That's what I think.
I would like to say to Roland, is Roland in South Africa? Or
no, he's
Germany?
In South Africa. Yeah, he's in South Africa.
Okay. I would like to give this special shout out to Roland. In my best German, Klose hat einen Ball in schöner Pass. Ballack ist beim Weitelende. Ballack schuss Schweinsteiger. Schweinsteiger schießt Tor. La Duma.
Can you translate that, or we're just gonna? Can you repeat it first? Just say it again.
Yeah, I can. Klose hat den Ball. Klose has the ball. Ballack ist am Weiten, Ballack ist der Fahrpost, Ballack schuss Schweinsteiger, Schweinsteiger schuss, he scores, La Duma.
And Robert Lewandowski, you left out Robert Lewandowski.
No, he wasn't playing back then.
Tell us about your show.
My show, I'm actually about to do a test in Musenberg, in fact, in the old shtetl here. And my mom's actually coming to the show. It's always a bit nerve-wracking because she comes to my show, but she's a bit like a troll, and she heckles if there are any historical inaccuracies in my material. She heckles, that didn't happen. I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. That is not true.
That's funny.
He was conceived in a place called Lieplek. There's no N in Lieplek.
Nick, when do we get to see you?
I'm actually coming up Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. And the show opens on Tuesday at the Theatre on the Square in which is like the womb of Sandton. It is in the basement of the Nelson Mandela Square. It's kind of like the fulfillment of a lifelong dream, Kathy.
Why?
To perform in the basement of a mall. I always dreamt of that for me.
Nick Rabinowitz. Yeah. We look forward to giving away some tickets and definitely coming to see the show ourselves. I think we're going to come as a High FM team. So thank you very, very much. And you know what? You've got to be one of the best millennial geriatrics around, if not the only one.
Thanks. I love you. I look forward to seeing. I love you too, Taryn. And you, Ricky.
Love you too.
You see.
What's their celebrity couple name? Tricky.
As a couple, definitely tricky. We're very tricky together.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Good job. God bless. Take care. Bye. And that was the one and only Nick Rabinowitz. If you want to go and check out, go and get tickets. Come and join us. We're going to be going to go and see his show. And it's called Geriatric Millennial. It is on from Tuesday until, well, it's all of next week at Theatre on the Square.